The combat sport of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is a mixed martial art of ground fighting, grappling, and submission hold. Its popularity has grown in the United States to the point where it now has its own league. One Jiu-Jitsu federation out of Alabama is hitting the big leagues in 2024. It's moving to Las Vegas. The Gulf States Newsroom's Joseph King has the story.
Two athletes are rolling on a mat. They are trying to overpower each other, grabbing and twisting limbs. Cameras are following their moves. This is jiu-jitsu. But this is not a gym. This is the Sanctuary of Becoming Church in Decatur, Alabama, which doubles as the venue for the Professional Grappling Federation, but never on Sundays. The small North Alabama town is home to Brandon McCaffrey.
This is the big city to me.
McCaffrey is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and it becomes clear as he shows me around the mat.
Oh, here, let's walk this way just a little bit so I can get a good look. There we go.
Two professional fighters, Paul Barry and Luke Church, go head-to-head on the mat. McCaffrey gets excited at a specific move.
One of these athletes is looking to get to the top position. Church makes a huge sacrifice throw over the top. That was incredible.
These matches can be seen on pay-per-view. McCaffrey learned at a gym in Los Angeles and brought the sport to Decatur. And 5 years ago, the idea of a professional federation was born.
To me, it's just like a no-brainer. We already know what's palatable. The NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, these are all leagues. College basketball, college football, they're leagues. And so what I decided we should do is to take jiu-jitsu and just lay it onto a format that we know works already.
They call the Professional Grappling Federation PGF. Instead of one-off tournaments, the PGF has matches that happen throughout a whole week.
The coolest thing to me about the PGF is because of the way that we stretch it out over multiple matches, multiple days, we take a whole week to dig into results. It's not always the quote-unquote top guys, the best guys that make it to the playoff.
For viewers, they get to watch athletes grow and adapt. One of those athletes is Nakia Jackson, the current champion in the women's division. She lobbied McCaffrey to add women into the mix.
He had two seasons, and I was like, you need to get some women in here. Like, I compete a bunch. I compete all over. And he had never invited a bunch of women in, and I was like, dude, you got to start a season for women.
Jackson is from Mississippi. You can say her path into jiu-jitsu was unorthodox. She came to Alabama for an engineering internship but started training. She fell in love with grappling on a mat.
The sport's growing. It's something that all people can get into. The barrier to entry is pretty low.
But it takes a lot of training. And after 5 years of running the PGF out of Decatur, Alabama, big changes are ahead.
We're going to Vegas.
McCaffrey hopes the move will lower travel expenses and make it easier for athletes from the West Coast to join the federation. And even though the league is moving west, McCaffrey says he'll continue to run his gym in his hometown. For NPR News, I'm Joseph King in Decatur, Alabama.